Well, now, did you ever take maybe some sort of, did you ever see biscuit meal and your wife might take it and make a kind of a, just make it up into a kind of a thing and let it all together come up? What'd you call that?
What's your library?
Just biscuit dough?
Yeah, well, you know, yeast bread. You have to call it yeast bread. You make it with your yeast cake, you know.
I see.
And then you let it rise, and you work it down, and you put it in a long pan, and put it out there, and let it rise, and then you bake it. And you got your light bread.
Mister.
Call it light bread, you see, or either. What's the other name for homemade bread?
Mr. Krause, what is hoe cake? You know what, have you ever had that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, hoe cake, you just take your flour and make it out and big old pan and put it in a pan like I was talking about. And they cook on one side, and if you want to, you pitch it up and catch it and set it back on there. Cook the other side, that's hoe cake. She always takes a plate and turn it over there and then slide it back in that pan. I just take the pan and just shake it a few times, pitch it up, you know, turn it and catch it and set it back.
You ever have anything maybe that round and has a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Yeah, any other type things you'd have like that?
Well, donuts, I don't know.
You make, what do you make them with?
You make the...
Do you make them baking powder? Or?
Well, some people, you can make them right away. You can use that yeast dough, only add a little more sugar in your yeast dough than you do when you're going to automatically make rolls and bread. And you make up a yeast and then let it rise and then roll it out and cut your donuts and put fry them. You can buy them.
Mr. Krause, any other sweet things that your mother ever used to make for you? Oh, yeah,
she's cooking a little sweet thing most of all the time. We had a little old, what we call little old cookies, you know, and my mother, she was German, grandmother, she'd call them hoochie coochies.
Yeah.
And then she put a little white icing on top of it, you know. Man, we thought that's the best cooking in the world.
You ever have a cruller or a, you know what a cruller or a croquignole is or an oly coke?
No, we ain't got none of that from Georgia yet, but we pass on it. I don't think we have that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Now, there's a lot of difference between homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store called...
Light bread?
That's the kind you buy at the store?
Yeah, love it.
Okay. Now, you might go to the store to buy maybe 1 pound of flour, you might buy two.
I missed him.
I wouldn't swat at him, just let him fly.
I think I'm going to have to do that. I have batted at that thing.
You can't hit him on the run.
If you do, you sure will give him a fit.
Yeah. Well, you say you might buy what? How'd you buy flour? You might buy a pound, or you might buy... You used to go to the store and buy a pound, or...
We buy ours now. We used to buy 24 pounds. Now, since the boys are gone, we're buying 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 pounds, right?
We never bought a pound of flour in a while.
So you go to the store and buy 10?
10 pounds.
Of?
Flour.
10 pounds of flour?
Plain. Or you buy self-rising. You used to have probably have to say self-seeding.
Now, there are two types of flour.
That's somebody, Mama.